The PS convinces us Cary Grant is the right choice for Hepburn at the end of the movie because he understands her the most deeply. Through her drunken antics, Tracy has come to know and accept human weakness, and so the next morning, toppled from her pedestal, she is now someone Dex is prepared to love for her flaws and humanity instead of for her perfection, and Tracy is grateful for it. Tracy, I'm such an unholy mess of a girl, but never in my life, not if I live to be 100, will I ever forget how you tried to stand me on my feet again. Dexter, you're in great shape. That's what I wanted, I decided. A Dex. Someone who sees you for the horror show you are and opts in. Someone who relentlessly sees what's wrong with you and pushes you to be better. That, I decided, was the most honest way of being in love. I took this worldview out for a whirl. I got back together with an ex, Arlo, because I loved him, sure, but also because he was the only person in my life who had ever actively told me that I was a bad person. He was my Dex. To be clear, he wasn't telling me I was a bad person for no reason. This was not a manipulation, just an accounting of the past. I had done bad things to Arlo in high school, and I did bad things as part of us getting back together too. This is not a casual self-flagellation. The sins are real. He reminded me of them often, and it made me feel seen, feel known. It made me feel like any other person I might date, who would see me as a good person, your George Kitteridges, your Macaulay Connors, were merely fools for whom the scales had not yet fallen. They too would eventually see the bad person I really was, and when they did, they would leave. Or worse, they would never see the real me at all, and I'd be alone with myself forever. But Arlo already knew the worst of me and still wanted to stay. The fact that he thought so little of me was a comfort. So completely did I believe this that I was on the verge of bailing on graduate school and moving across the country to be with him. I would like to tell you I stopped the relationship because I realized this wasn't what love was supposed to look like. But even as I decided to stick with graduate school and not move across the country to be with Arlo, and in doing so caused one more grievous hurt to this person I'd hurt before, I told myself this was another failure on my part, that I was just too weak to be with a person who saw me truly, and here I was, hurting him again. One more bad thing. It took a very long time for me to understand that while, yes, I had behaved badly in this relationship multiple times, and yes, I was full of sins and flaws, being loved by a person who saw the worst in me wasn't the same as being honest and sorry about my failures. That it was possible to own and admit your mistakes without building a relationship around them. To say that Dex and Tracy belong together because they love each other's flaws is a charitable reading. A more cynical way of seeing things is that Dex has orchestrated the debacle of the night before to teach Tracy a lesson. And now that she's in the muck with the rest of them, she feels she deserves no better. Dex takes sport in knocking the goddess-slash-statue-slash-golden-girl from her pedestal. And once he has dislodged her from this perch, like some sort of carnival target, he takes her home as his prize. All of which is to say the possibility of Dex as the right answer has faded for me too. If I sound overly suspicious here, perhaps it's because the reason C.K. Dexter Haven and Tracy Lord got divorced in the first place was that he hit her. It is, in fact, the very first thing that happens in the movie, though it's easy enough to forget about it. The movie opens with a silent newsreel-like clip from the backstory of Tracy's marriage to Dex. In the scene, they seem to be shouting, arguing. Tracy throws his golf clubs out the front door, cracks a putter over her knee. Dex then climbs the front steps back to her, considers himself, and then palms her face. He pushes her down to the ground in one clean shove. In a condensed radio production of the PS based on the movie, the announcer accounts for this silent scene by saying, Tracy Lord's first marriage to C.K. Dexter Haven was dissolved by a vigorous right to the jaw.